Chapter 24. Nath cut through the forest quicker than a jungle panther. Heavy thoughts and urgency rattled around in his mind. He leaped over a wide creek and weaved through the trees and brush. He was miles west of the last river city now, and the floating city hung like a great moon in the daylight above. Almost directly beneath the edge of the gargantuan rock that hung in the air, he came to a stop.
Need to save Bezog.
The jacksite glowed with a strange blue light, making odd lifelike shadows on his surroundings. Nath stared up in wonder. He could see outlines of towers and buildings built from marble and limestone. They twisted into the stark blue sky. Cable bridges swayed in the wind, bridges from one floating rock to the other. They led into the city, but from way up high. A dark shadow streaked across the sky like a great bat. He hunkered down.
Need to be a little more mindful.
Despite his concern for his friends, his dragon blood still raced with exhilaration. He could never say it out loud, but Otterbone was right about one thing. His friends did slow him down and hold him back. There was nothing like the freedom of being a dragon. He reached behind his back and caressed Fang's steely hilt.
Oh, not you, my friend.
Nath rubbed his scruffy jaw and surveyed the expanse above.
How do I get up there?
Otterbone had been vague, but also clear. There was a way, and he'd find it. Or else. Nath couldn't figure the man. Good or bad. And he never had problems reading people. A long, sleepy roar scattered the birds from the trees.
Bull dragon.
Another slightly different roar followed.
Great, they're both prowling.
Nath could hear trees falling over where the two bull dragons pushed through the forest. Without hesitation, he waded into the river that ran beneath the floating city. Bull dragons didn't care much for water, but there were plenty of dragons that did. Neck deep, he made his way toward rocky cliffs that hung over the river. Green and brown vines twisted downward like lush waterfalls over the river. Nath slipped behind them and waited, ears perked and eyes alert. His golden eyes widened when they came. Two golden brown red dragons pushed out of the woods. Their great iron-scaled bellies dragged over the ground. They both sniffed and snorted smoke and fire. One made an ear-shattering roar to the other. The other's great chest heaved. Fire shot from its mouth like molten lava into the water, smoking up the river. Nath dipped his head a little deeper into the water. The bull dragons were each bigger than the gray scaler he'd defeated, and their girth was even greater. They weren't the fastest flyers, but they were certainly one of the toughest dragons to kill. Their scales were more than just iron and razors. They were harder than the hardest metals, and their bones were like steel. Nath had tangled with one of the baby ones when he was a boy. Once.
Great. They smell me, but I don't think they know who I am.
The bull dragons locked horns with a great clack and shoved their great necks back and forth. They drew their heads back and struck one another again and again, like claps of thunder. It was a warning. The bull dragons wanted whoever lurked in their territory to know who was boss. Minutes later, they broke it off and spat streams of flame high into the air. All of a sudden, their tails lashed into the leafy forest and smote a large tree into splinters. It tumbled down with a crash. One dragon chomped down on the trunk and slung it into the river. Nath allowed himself a smile.
At least they're not as smart as they are strong and skull-headed.
That's when he noticed something else. Their tails, long and mighty like great snakes, were not black.
How did I miss that? Interesting.
As the tree floated by past the corner of his eye, the dragons barked two roars and leaped into the sky. Their wings spread out and beat, and slowly their hulking forms rose into the sky and disappeared from sight.
I'll never understand how those fatties can fly.
Nath twisted his head upward and peered into the air. Many boulders floated up there, with layers of jacksite below them. There were dozens of them, maybe hundreds, spread out through the sky between here and the city. He smiled, bobbed his head, wrapped his arms up in the vines, and climbed toward the top of the overhanging cliff.
For Pesach.